بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده و نصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد، humble appeal is made to all our brothers from the Sahan area to come into the masjid. We are expecting many more brothers still to come from other areas. And before we commence tonight's program, kindly ensure that your car is not obstructing any car or any person who wishes to leave, and make sure we are not blocking any person's driveway. While the bayan is on, we do not want to interrupt the bayan. So if we feel that we're not parked correctly, just go back, park your car correctly and come back inshallah. Allah Ta'ala will reward you abundantly. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our sisters and mothers listening over the receiver at home. Once again, we are indeed fortunate. It is only the fadl and karam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah is so kind to us that Allah has brought again to us our beloved Ustad, Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahab, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. And I'm sure every person will agree that one gets this experience and feeling like it is the day of Eid. When the moon is sighted for Shawwal, the excitement, everybody is so joyous. We get that type, in fact, a greater ecstasy with Hazrat's coming here. But I just hope it's not just twice a year when we see two Eids coming in the year. Inshallah, like the 14th full moon, we will have Hazrat Maulana every month, inshallah. Hazrat Maulana needs no introduction. The last time also, we just tried to say a few words, but of course, there are no words that we can express. And last time Maulana said, there's no need for introduction, then why am I still saying something? It is this our appreciation that we need to express. These are great men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all are living very stressful lives. We are looking for some direction in our life. We are caught up in vice, sin. There's so much of zina, so much of riba, there's drugs. Different problems, domestic problems, social problems. Now these are giants whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected and chosen. Hazrat Maulana has made great sacrifices and he has included our masjid in his program. He is not a scholar who graduated yesterday. Hazrat Maulana has got years of experience behind him. He's got a factory that produces ulama-i kiram. He travels widely. Hazrat Maulana has got that type of heart that every one of us will agree. Especially the last time when he had come here, there were so many people who called and emailed and SMSed, even our mothers and sisters, that they were so inspired. People felt this is a fatherly figure we have. So we're looking for some direction, and as Hazrat Maulana himself explains, if we are traveling and if we are just a few degrees off, then let alone reaching the landing strip and the base, we can even miss the whole country. So we need to get our Qibla right. And therefore Hazrat Maulana is here with us to remind us again of our purpose in this life and give us the pure Islam, the pure teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we can change the Qibla of our life and bring in our hearts the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can refrain from all sin and all guna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Hazrat Maulana Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah's coming here. As I said, we need to show that shukr and appreciation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring him again and again and accept all his sterling efforts that he is doing. Our mashayikh, our ulama, Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that maine dekha ke musalmanon ne karwat le li. People have changed their lives, or they're looking for that direction. There is the thirst. They know that deen is zaruri. Deen is good. But, he said, bidun ustad, without a mentor, without a sheikh, kuch hasil nahi hota hai. We gain nothing. And therefore, we have personalities like this. So therefore, just one or two bayans is not sufficient. We have to go again and again and sit in the company. While Hazrat Maulana is around here in Durban, there are still many programs that are going to take place, inshallah, tomorrow morning also. Even if Hazrat Maulana himself does not give any talk, and one of his khulafa or muta'alliqeen give a talk, but his presence here, that in itself is so inspiring for all of us. So there will be a program tomorrow morning in this masjid after Fajr, inshallah. Tomorrow Jummah is in Masjid al-Salihin, Shawood. Then there's a program in Westville as well. In Phoenix also tomorrow night, inshallah. And the Harding Jalsa is taking place. May Allah Ta'ala accept us, inshallah. Wa akhirullah.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Alhamdulillahi munshi al-khalqi min adami. ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هون من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله كونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل شيء معدن ومعدن التقوى قلوب العارفين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم As per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, Tabriz Istani, Mujaddid of our time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adam Allah Fuyudahum, Hazrat says that before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnat of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are really the life wire of this ummah. If we bring sunnats, life will come into us. If a person, is just an example, with a masala, it's totally haram of course, but it's just an example. If a person wants a lion, for example, tattooed on his arm anywhere, and he goes to the person who tattoos, and that person pricks the needle, it pains, and he jumps. He says, what are you doing? He says, I'm making the tail of the lion. He says, no, it's too painful. You can't have a lion without the tail. Leave the tail out. Okay. So he pricks him again. And again he jumps, it pains. What you doing now? I'm making the ear of the lion. No, you can't have a lion with one ear. Again, another pricks him. Again he jumps. What you do making that? No, you can't have no ear lion also. So in that case, we want to trim our Islam down. Sunnats are not important. Mustahabbat are not important. Nafils are not important. Then what Islam we going to have? Our Fajr is too difficult. I can be a Muslim without Fajr. Who says if I don't make Fajr, I'm not a Muslim? I can be a Muslim without a beard. If I don't keep a beard, too painful, too problematic to keep a beard. So no beard, but I can. Everything we want to subtract, what Islam we going to have? And a person is in perfection when that lion, everything, the mane, the tails, the ears, all are there. Then you have to go through a little pain. So our Islam also, you have to go through little pain, which appears pain, it is not really pain also. This mujahada which is talked about, that is little pain. But that also, Allah arhamur rahimin, akramul akramin. Allah made it so easy. Allah just ordered kunu ma'as sadiqin. And with the true ahlullah, you'll be very comfortable. You'll enjoy. It's no pain. And you won't even feel. And it will be rubbing off onto you. And that whole lifestyle will come onto you. So there, it's not really painful. To make that lion is painful. But this mujahada, the nafs feels it difficult. From outside, if you look at it, it's hard. It's difficult. Giving up of gunas, my desires, all my way of life, I must give it up. Very difficult. You, that's we looking at it from outside. Just come inside and you'll see a complete different picture. I'll just mention one incident which comes to mind. One student of ours was studying in, he was from Burundi. Local black student. And towards the end of his studies, he narrated to me his whole incident. He was a non-Muslim, ex-Christian, and very orthodox Roman Catholic. His family all. He was going to school in Burundi on a Thursday morning, and there was a Jamaat from Mauritius. And they met him, they explained to him about Islam and that. The minute they spoke about Islam, he got a shock. Because he says they were indoctrinated in the church that Muslims are cannibals, man-eaters. And they take them to the masjid and eat them there. And when they spoke about Islam and going to the masjid, he said, I got a shock. I'm in danger, I'm in red. These people are going to take me to the masjid, they'll eat me up alive. He cut a line from them. But at least the hidayat was meant. After school he was returning, again they met him. And they knew French also, their French is spoken. And they knew the Bible references. And till today, the Bible has got enough references to guide a Christian to Islam. The Hindus' Ved has got enough references from their kitab to guide them towards Islam. So they refer to these verses of the Bible to him. And they told him, you go and see for yourself what your own Bible is saying. So he noted it, he went home. And his mother got a shock of her life that my son today is not doing homework, he's only sitting with the Bible. She got very happy that he has become now very pious, he's just sitting with the Bible. But he was checking all those references, and he saw Abad, Sahih, what they told them, and all those references are there about the coming of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of making namaz, how we make namaz, of making wuzu, how we make wuzu, all those references in there changed. Bible of today, those references are still there. So Islam came into his heart. The next morning, he went again, and he thought, let me peep just, this is what I wanted, why this story came to mind. Let me see these people, what they're doing. He went to the masjid. From the outside, his mind was, these are cannibals, and they eat people in the masjid and there. But now when he went and peeped, they were having breakfast. So they saw him, they called him in. Now he saw from inside. And today everywhere in South America, how many people told us from the media, newspaper, TV, what impression we have of Islam, that this is, that these are terrorists. They are manslaughterers. They only know violence. They only know fighting. But when we meet them, we don't find people more pleasant than these people, more peace-loving than these people. They're so kind, peace-loving. They were Muslim. There is no liquor, there is no alcohol, there is no drugs if we have a good Muslim society. How peace-loving they are. And in our society, they say, we know what vulgarity and what evil carries on. These are peace-loving people. So looking at it from outside is different, and looking at it from inside is different. I'll just complete that story. So then they invited him. He had breakfast. Then, alhamdulillah, he accepted Islam also. And he stayed with them the whole day. His normal time of going school, home, he went back home again. When he went home, and he told them when he accepted Islam, don't let my mother know, very staunch she is, and she won't be able to accept it. But little children in a village, this news spreads very fast. His mother knew already. When he got home, his mother asked him, from where are you coming? He said, from school. She said, no, you're lying. She said, no, this is my time. Every time I was at school. After a little while, then he admitted, yes, I was in the masjid, I accepted Islam. She became so angry, started swearing, abusing him, chased him out of the house. He went out, he took a few steps, he said, then the thought came to me, for one religion, I must lose my mother, I can't do that. Mother is very important. I can't lose my mother. So he came back. He said, I'll again stay a Christian, but I'll have my mother. As he came close to the gate, his sister saw him. She told the mother, he's coming back. She came and she started swearing again. All that swearing convinced him, no, I must go and I must stay as a Muslim. He went to the masjid. The imam told him, from today, you, my son, don't worry. I'll look after you. I'll provide for you. He stayed there. That Jamaat was going to Congo for 40 days. So he joined that Jamaat also. And then that was the time when all that genocide was taking place between the Tutsi and the other group. The very terrible. In that, his father got killed. His three brothers got killed. They were a family of 10. Then he came back after all that. He came to Darulum to study. And then he says they were a wealthy family. He should go home every year also Ramzan. And every Ramzan, he brought up to 20, 40, 60 families into the fold of Islam. And then about the third Ramzan or so, his mother also accepted Islam. But she told, I accept Islam, but my whiskey, I can't give that up. My whiskey I have to have. So mashallah, Allah gave him hikmat. He said, make tawbah istighfar if you have to have it, but realize it's wrong you're doing. And ask Allah for forgiveness. He said, when I reached Azad, well, her phone came, I gave up my whiskey also. So in this way, so looking at things from outside is different from inside. Khanqa, tasawwuf, looking at from outside, very dry, you know, enjoyment, long kurtas, buzurgs, all the time, zikr, tilawat, no fun, no enjoyment. We're looking for all the nightlife and all the other. But wallah, whoever came in can't go out. The enjoyment you get in here, and with Buzurgan Adin, you don't need no TV, you don't need no other enjoyment, no music, no nothing. What enjoyment you get here? Just, I remember now, a French model, about 6 weeks ago, maybe 8 weeks now, she was modeling, and she went off the radar. She was no more in the limelight for about 2-3 years. Then she came back with niqab also. And then they interviewed her. In that she said, we are in the limelight. The people are screaming at us and they are proud and shouting and applauding us. And the money that we make, one show, how much money don't we make? But when we are on our own, there's nobody more depressed than us. There's nobody who has got boredom and suicide that we think of. Terrible life we have. So when she was in one of that conditions, her friend was a Muslim also, model and all that, but she used to make namaz. She said, I'm going to pray. So she said, take me with to pray. She didn't know Islam, but just pray. She was a Muslim and she made namaz and she said, now she followed her. She hasn't accepted Islam still. She was just following her actions in praying. She said, when I put my head in sajda, my head in front of my creator, what joy I got never ever in my life. All the joy together of being on the stage and all the people screaming and applauding and all that. What joy I got in that one sajda. I never got. On that she accepted Islam. So from the outside we'll see Islam. Oh, 5 times a day you must pray. Fajr, now in summer, so early. Roza, you must get up at 2, make seri. Oh, very hard life, very difficult. But just come in. And then you'll see you can't go out. What enjoyment Allah has given in Islam. Wallah. And this is the outward amal. If the inside amal come, on that now, talk is going a bit offline. Maulana said, if you go a few degrees off, you won't land on the strip also. He is quoting me. So anyway, when we were in Jamaat in about the 70s in Raiwin, there was a French priest who had accepted Islam. Abdul Rahim something was his name. Over 70 years old. And he gave us 3 advice. While he was a priest, he had built a masjid for the Muslims. So much he loved Islam and that. But when he gave them the keys, they started fighting who's going to be president, who's going to be secretary. He took the keys back. He said, I didn't give you the masjid to come fight here. Because your worship, how you make it, how I love it, that's why I gave it. So anyway, he gave us 3 advisors, wonderful advisors. One, he said, that your adhans, never give them up. He says, you people take it for granted. But for us as Christians and those whose hearts are open, he says, you can't imagine what a magical effect it has on us. The adhan Allah has given us, Allahu Akbar. when the hadith itself says, Allahumma Rabba, hadihi da'wati tamma, it's da'wati tamma azan. Oh, what a beautiful. And therefore, it is not jais to give azan in Durban. Nobody understands Arabic, so we say, no, you must give it in English in Durban. No, you can't. In that Arabic, what magic. We just using the word magic is miracle, what a karamat, what Allah has kept. You can't imagine. The second thing he told, that your namazes that you make at the roadside, at the airport, at the filling station, wherever it is, your postures of namaz, he says, you don't realize, but what an effect it has on us as the Christians. Like this girl that won sajda, what an effect it had on her. Today, many of us are very happy and proudly we say, we got it right at the airport, we got the facility for namaz. Actually, what it is, they are happy to give you that facility. So that your da'wat of Islam must be hidden away. When do it in a closed room. When it is done, we cannot imagine more military discipline, more than namaz. There is no military discipline in the world. Two friends were watching TV live in America, Muslim and non-Muslim. And it was near Hajj time. So the Muslim friend told the non-Muslim, now it's prayer time. Within another 2-3 minutes will be prayer time. And the TV is focusing on all the different places. And we know how everyone sits in the haram before namaz. Somebody's legs are stretched out that side. Somebody is lying down. So how everyone is carefree. And he says now they have to perform their prayers. And the serfs have to be 100% straight. So what do you think? How long will it take to straighten the serfs? So he says he looked about 15 minutes. He says, remember, there is the basement. Then there is the ground floor, the first floor, on top also, everywhere. And he said, I think about 45 minutes, 1 hour they'll require. And the next, the imam stood up, Saffu sufufakum, fa'inna taswiyata sufuf min iqamati salah, make yourself straight. Immediately the stiff serfs became straight. He accepted Islam. This da'wat of Islam, if we make namaz at the airport, when Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah Ali came around about 65, old Johannesburg airport it was, and a lot of people went that time, say about 200 or something, and Maghrib namaz we made at the airport. Everyone was amazed. One imam, yeah, we're doing it 5 times a day, we don't realize. Allahu Akbar, everyone can be the richest man, the poor, the man who is so strong, and the man who is so weak, everyone. The man perhaps doesn't like Imam Sahib also, but he also has to agree. And he also, Allahu Akbar, he has to also comply. Imam Sahib goes in ruku, he has to all go in ruku, in sajda, everything, what discipline has been taught. And if we can make our namaz not a customary ritual thing, learn discipline for your whole life. And bring discipline in your life. Namaz teaches us more than military discipline. Bring that discipline in. And if your life gets disciplined, many buzurgs have said, tarbiyat, what is tarbiyat islah? To become disciplined. Today, because we're not disciplined, so many things of ours go haywire. If a person can become disciplined in everything, and namaz is full discipline from start to end. So this namaz has got great, great effect. Once, when Hazrat Damat Barakatum was here, Hazrat was in Niger. I also went, and then I was returning home. Maghrib namaz I had to make on the way. So at the filling station, I parked one side, and next to the car I made my Maghrib. Then the petrol attendant came to me and he asked me, what were you doing? I said, I was praying. He said, but that's wonderful. That kneeling, that bowing. He said, from tonight, every night I'm going to do this. We don't understand what Allah has given us. What treasure. Today you have a property, 5 properties, you have a supermarket, you have this. Oh, I'm very... Damas, what Allah has given every individual. Allahu Akbar. On your computer, you can make connection. Your cell phone, you can speak to somebody in Australia now, somebody in Thailand, anywhere in the world. Computer, what and what you can go. And with your namaz, with lifting your hands, you make, La ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijab dun Allah. Where is your connection? By the arsh of Allah. Before that words are out of your mouth, if the reality come, if zikr is not just a formality, if you really, if you learn, Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, zikr has to be learned. Many of us, well, must make zikr. But zikr, learn. And zikr, Hazrat says, 2 main conditions. One is regularity, punctuality. That also we don't. And how we bluff ourselves. We make 2 days zikr, we phone share, alhamdulillah. I'm very regular in my zikr. Yeah? After that 2-3 weeks no zikr, 2 months no zikr. Again we make 2-3 days, again now we, in between we don't phone share. Now and again we make, alhamdulillah, hadrat, how I'm enjoying my zikr. Alhamdulillah, I'm so shaykh. We get bluffed very easily. Yeah? So many things which we are not doing, but we're deceiving ourselves. We're thinking we are doing it. Our sifs are not straight. Just see our sifs, which is such an important thing. Our sifs, but we all will be happy we are making straight sifs. If we have to ask ourselves, no, we are particular. But just check up, you'll see our sifs are not straight. Before eating, no bismillah, generally. We're forgetting, but everyone takes it for granted. I read bismillah. One friend of ours, Qari Yaqub in Dubai, very good friend, and his little family also distant, and very hospitable. On his dastarkhan, there aren't less than 10 alims on every meal. And Friday, 50, 60, and himself personally, he cooks and feeds them. But he's very outspoken also, very jolly also. So he says, I see that this alims, nobody reads bismillah also. And during meals, nobody reads Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr, alhamdulillah. In fact, I see what our friends also, people entertain us, Allah give them jazaa khair. They go out of the way, they bring the food in the platters. Nobody even looks up to help the person put the platter down or make some place. The amount of interest we got in eating food. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib rahmatullah ali used to say, if we can have that shock in our namaz, that how lot we got interest in the food when we eat. If we can have little bit of that in our namaz, what won't our namazes do for us? So much of it. So he said, I see nobody read Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr also. So he said, I tell them, if you don't like my food, read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But read something. You're not reading anything. And really take notice, after meals, you'll see nobody reads alhamdulillah illadhi atamana. Or even you've got a nice big stomach like mine, just rub your hand. Alhamdulillah. Shukr alhamdulillah. Nothing. We don't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. What Allah Ta'ala, so many favors. So anyway, our namazes, and so zikr, Hadrat says, one is regularity. The other, ashiqana zikr. Make zikr with love of Allah Ta'ala. If your wife's name, for example, is Fatima, and you want to make love to her and you read tasbih 100 times, Fatima, 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 she'll give you one slap. But tell her 1 time, Fatima, and see what the difference it will make. She can be so angry with you also. She's pouring, raining down on you. Say, Fatima. She'll melt immediately. So take Allah's name. One is to complete numbers. Allah, 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 and Allah, Allah. Take it with love and let the tears come out of the eyes. And wallah, nazar wo hai jo is kaun aur makan se paar ho jave. That is connection with Allah that nothing can limit it. It goes, lekin wo jab rukh taaba par pare to bekar ho jaye. It goes directly, la ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijab dun Allah. So if our namaz is, the third thing he said, your dressing. We don't realize this dressing, but it has got a fantastic effect on the non-Muslim, especially on Christian people, those who are Christian conscious. They got God, they are God-loving people, those who are really conscious. And one time, when we were students, we went to one church, we had all different interests when you were young. We saw that priest, nice, long, big white beard, and he was in prayer for about 3-4 hours, meditation. They have got this, the Quran Sharif says that you will find the Nasara, that they are more, yeah, you think? That they have got a lot of love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They have got that in them. That is why Najashi was so happy. He said, there's the same source of where the Wahi came to Isa alayhi salam. I can make out it's the same source there. So, this dressing, it has a great effect on them also. When I returned from India, that was now about 50 years ago or so. So for the family, she also and I also didn't want to keep a worker. So in those days, few people, washing machines were not common. Dishwashers were even less common. But to make her work lighter, I went to go and buy one. It was a Friday morning and I hadn't still taken my bath. I didn't change my clothes. When you change bath, then you shine a bit. But this used to, it wasn't like that. And there were church ladies who were in that shop, elderly. So when I went in, actually they were making tawaf around me. They said, what dressing is this? How beautiful. What an appeal this dressing has got. We don't realize it. These things have got a great, great attraction. So look at Islam from inside and then see it differently. And this reality, not this, that we are living like zombies, just dressing like this, living our lives, namazes, bring consciousness into our deen and see what a treasure Allah has given us. So anyway, all the sunnahs, and what greater attraction can there be in the world than the sunnahs of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Really, if we bring sunnahs in our life, in essence, there is no greater attraction. At the moment, I can assure you, the people of the world, all these hostilities against Islam and all these cartoons and all these things, for what? Because the way Islam is spreading, these things are attracting people. They want to try and deter people from Islam. But Allah's system works, and what, as much as they try and distract people from Islam, people are getting more attracted to Islam. So just, yeah, just this, all this way of life of Islam and the sunnahs of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, in namaz, when we at-tahiyyat, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, you left your face. Nabi's one finger split the moon into two. So, yeah, sitting, being on farsh, on the earth, from here, yeah, with that one finger. So you're picking up that finger, you are making sunnah, you what power. But the power is not shown every day. Bombs are not thrown every day on Hiroshima. When once bombs were thrown, people saw what was power of the bombs. So this powers are not shown always. But there is these powers in every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every act of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do it with the niyat of sunnah. Wallah, what an attraction. What solace and comfort to the heart. Nothing can be more greater. So one sunnah for this occasion, the sunnah of wearing clothes. We all have to wear clothes. Eh? And in the morning, don't give anyone an appointment first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, wear your trouser. If you haven't got your trouser on and you gave appointment, so first thing, wear your trouser. And our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says it so beautifully, there are only three ways you can wear your trouser. One is with the left leg side first. That is shaitan's way. Don't do that. We'll have problems whole day in your life. The second is that you put a chair, two chairs, and you hang your trouser in between. And you make a runaway in your house and you take a run. And with both legs like a frog, you jump in your trouser. Never try that also. You'll break your head, your back, you won't get it right also. The sunnah way is simple. Right side, what your right leg, right side. Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 100 shaheed sawab. And what a shaheed. He doesn't get the sawab of one shaheed. 100 shaheed. And he doesn't die. Shaheed of the battlefield is dead after that. But this shaheed is still living. Make amal on another sunnah. And all the time, 100 shaheed sawab in this time. So for every, wear your socks, wear your kurta, everything with the right side. And just keep this in mind, that my Nabi sunnah. And see your love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, these things are conveyed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi's, my ummati, there in Durban, in the south of the world, last corner of the world, he's practicing on my sunnah. And making man ahya sunnati. A person who makes my sunnah alive, which Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah, ay man amila biha. By making amal on it, you made that sunnah alive. Man ahya sunnati faqad ahyani. He has made me alive. What was it? What was the mission of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That lifestyle which Allah gave him to make it alive in the world. When you're making amal on a sunnah, you are making that lifestyle alive. And you are the purpose of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming in this world. You are fulfilling. So you are making alive that mission. So you made alive the purpose. You making Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mission you making alive in the world. And each one, what an honor Allah has given us. Where are we? We're not even thorns, we're not even stones compared to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we have the opportunity to make Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission alive. When we are making amal on, so whether it's in public, whether it's at private, you're making a sunnah alive, it has got great power, attraction, magnetic force, every sunnah. So, man ahya sunnati faqad ahyani. Wa man ahyani faqad ahabbani. That person has made love to me, has shown love to me. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never let your love just go like that. You made love to your salams, the farishtas convey it. In Haram Sharif, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears it himself. And he replies to every salam also. And also here, yeah, Allah reward our ulama, how beautifully they have explained. Today we know, especially at Hajj time, at Ramzan, what crowds there are. How many thousands of people, the guards don't let you stop there one second also. They just, you must just go. Everyone is reading salam. So we might think, how does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply to everyone? Everyone salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, Allah made it, sanurihim ayatina fil afaq wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq. Allah will show His signs. Today, how many people at this moment, at any given time, how many phone calls are made to the cellular network? The network receives all that. How many SMSs? How many emails? From there, they are sent to Australia, to America, to Philippines, to every part in the world. How many are going and they are returning? Your mail wasn't sent. It was failed. Your message sending was failed. Everything carries on. So when dunya people can make, what is it difficult for Allah? Allah, and this is Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat, see our office hours normally are between 9 and 4, office hours. So, but Allah's office hours, 24 hours. 7 days a week, there is no let up. All the time, Allah's offices are open. And so to say, when you phone to Allah, you just pick up your hands, your connection is made. You don't have to worry your battery is weak or there is no network or there is no internet access or anything. You just pick up your hands properly and you are connected with Allah. And the best time, 24 hours you can call there. But the best time is middle of the night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. When everyone is asleep, that is the best time. And Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept a secretary who will tell you the boss is out. Though the boss is sitting there, but she'll tell you the boss is gone out. Or the boss is in a meeting or something. All the time Allah Himself will take your calls. And when you phone Allah, you won't be told. There's no pre-recorded recording. For English, press 1. For Afrikaans, press 2. For Zulu, press 3. No. You got no language. You're a dumb person. Allah will hear you also. And Allah will hear you even more better. You're a deaf person, you can't hear, you'll hear Allah direct in your heart also. And Allah will, and that phone is never engaged. The whole world together can make their calls. All at one and the same time. There isn't a notice board that you wait your turn, and what attention this client is getting, you'll also get the same client. You don't have to worry. All phone one time, and everyone gets full attention by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is so great. So this clothing of ours, our namazes, our every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, really please, don't just take this, today bayan also is entertainment. That we just go and listen a little bit, what the bayan will be like or something. Take it seriously. And really, today, deen, ad-deenu yusrun, deen is easy. We only get impressed when big jaw breakers are used, big technical terms and big technology is used, then we get impressed. Somebody give you a simple solution? No, that's too simple. It doesn't make sense. Until now, you have to do test on test. You have to do this. You have to do that. Make it very sophisticated. Then it makes sense to us. Deen of Islam was for the whole world. For the learned, for the educated, for the simple, for the village people in the jungles. It's a simple thing. We bring ourselves down. Just simply, sunnahs appear too simple for us. We want something sophisticated. Just really make it your niyat. And our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, his kitab, Pyare Nabi Ki Pyari Sunnate, the beautiful sunnahs of our beloved Nabi. One sunnah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring them in our lives. And bring them sincerely. And with this consciousness, my Nabi sunnah. And see what won't you get from there. Allah will sort out our problems. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've recited, Allah, it's one ayat of the Quran. We have to make amal on it. It's not that we just turn a blind eye to it. That also is another thing. What appeals to us, what makes sense to us, that we can see. Once I had to make a duplicate key. So this the shops that make duplicate keys, they're usually small little shops just in between somewhere. So now I was looking for a shop because I found a shop, saw it, now I was looking for it. Then I told him, I pass here so many times, I never saw your shop. So he said, that's human nature. What you don't need, you don't notice. When you want it, then you notice it. So many times we read Quran Sharif, but those ayats that we like, those our mind falls on them. And the other ayats, we just pass by them, like they don't exist also. How in the world we travel, how many things we don't notice. So every ayat is a duty for us. So this ayat, and in these times today, when this subject and this department of tasawwuf and islahi nafs and connection with Allah Ta'ala, it is out of our mind. If you have a talk and you speak of how to make millions, money, everyone will be there. That everyone wants. But you say the talk of making ta'alluq with Allah, it doesn't appeal to us. It's not in our interest. So this is also a subject of deen. It's an ayat of the Quran. It is one farz that is upon us. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah for Hadrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ibrahim alayhi salam made the dua, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum. Oh Allah, send a rasul to them. From amongst them, the Quraysh. Oh Allah, you send a rasul. Then he made also, in his dua, the syllabus of Nabuwat. Ibrahim alayhi salam made the syllabus of Nabuwat for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Kaaba is built, the building is there now. Now the work must carry on in the building for what it is meant. For that, you need the person who's going to do the work. So he made dua for the Rasul. What work must he come and do? That also Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam defined, and he made the syllabus. Three particular things. First, yatlu alayhim ayatika. That he must make tilawat of the Quran Sharif to them. And that you can only make, and what work was of Kaaba Sharif is the work of every masjid in the world. And what work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the work of every alim, warathatul anbiya. So this is the work of every masjid also, and the work of every alim also. The first is to teach Quran Sharif. The recitation of the Quran, which in our times we call the maktab. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi elaborated on this, that this refers to our makatib. And mubarak and blessed are those people who are doing maktab work in whichever field, wherever. Many people say, we are doing Nabi's work. You people are doing ulama's work. You are teaching in a madrasa. Or you are doing Sufi's work. You are in the khanqa. And we are doing Nabi's work. No, this is the work of Sayyidul Anbiya. And his first work to teach Quran Sharif to the people. The second work, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. That was tilawat, recitation, and now ta'aleem, the teaching of Quran and Hadith, which in our times we call the Darul Ulooms. So that is also one work. And the third work is, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ تَزْكِيَةِ nafs. That is also a work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of us, we don't take notice of it. Even though we have studied tafsir, tarjuma, everything. And we are mufassir in the madrasa. But tazkiyah is missed out. How important. If the hafizah reads in Ramzan, رَبَّنَا وَبَعْثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ لُقْمَا وَالْكَامِ. Hafizah, you forgot, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. So this is all what I also came to say, that many of us as ulama, we also practically in our lives, we left out وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. A person who had to go for an operation, on the appointed day time he went to the hospital. The doctor saw that he's very, very frightened, tensed up, cabrified, very, very frightened. Doctor asked, why? What's wrong with you? What are you feeling? He said, doctor, first operation in my life. I'm a young man, my wife is young, 2-3 small children, if I, you're going to put me under chloroform, anesthetic, if I don't come back to life again, what will happen? So the doctor, to console him, told him, my friend, don't be so frightened. Your first operation of your life is my first operation also I'm going to be done. Now what will happen to the poor patient? And the main point I want to make, if it is that doctor who didn't do housemanship, he got distinctions in theory, he got 100 in every theory paper of his, but he, under professional old doctors, he didn't learn practically. And now he puts his textbook there and he reads, you must do this, he cuts the patient. Goes back to the textbook, I must do this, he comes in there. Now there's a complication. And now, like many times our Jamaat brothers in Talim, they're turning pages this side, that side. So many things they can read, but they can't decide. They're turning pages all the time. So now he's turning pages, ulat, pulat. What must I do? What will happen to the poor patient? So if we didn't do housemanship, ulama, when we're making Juma Bayan, we're doing operation, spiritual operation. This is small operation. If something goes wrong, hospital, qabr, qabristan. And the hospitals, in Urdu we call it Shifa Khana, where you get Shifa. But the only place there is a mortuary in a town is by the hospital. You don't get Shifa there, you go mortuary there. First you go ICU, from ICU straight to mortuary. They keep it ready before time. So there you'll just go to mortuary. But if your Ruhani operation, if it wasn't, and we have to go into Azab of Qabr, we have to go into serious Sakarat, we have to, what will happen there? So we're doing operations and we didn't learn how to do operations. We as parents, we're advising our children, but we didn't, our Shaykh say that you became murabbi without becoming murabba. Murabba jam. To become jam, you have to go to a process, that fruit, everything, it has to be pounded, it has to be boiled, what and what, then it will become, now it can make somebody else. But yeah, we have become murabbi, without becoming murabba first. We also have to go through the process. Then you will become something. But we don't, we just skip this. Eh? So this is a thing that tazkiyah nafs is a very, very important aspect in our lives. So Allah has commanded us, all of you who believe, ittaqullah, bring taqwa into your lives. Make your tazkiyah, purify yourself, cleanse yourself. If you are dirty, You're getting married Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, nikah. And you are working in your car. Under the, what your overall, all grease and oil. And now you say, oh, only 5 minutes left. And you rush with your overall and grease and oil. And you come here for your nikah. They'll chase you away. What are you coming like that? So we are making connection with Allah. But we got all dirt. And remember the dirt and filth. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah has given such a beautiful example. One person who got married, 20, 25 years old more or less, but he urinated in bed every night doing urine. So his wife said, what's wrong with you? You're a grown up, small children, 3-4 years, they do this. Then the mothers stop their liquids, make some tawis, give them medication, everything. You're a grown up man. He said, actually, you know what happens? When I sleep, shaitan comes in my dream. And then he takes me for a very long walk. And after a long time, everyone needs to go toilet. So I tell him I need to go to the loo. So he shows me an ultra modern, hygienic, clean toilet. So I can do my thing there. In the morning, I realize it happened in the bed. So the wife said, oh, Shaitan, such a good friend of yours. Every night he comes. And he's the Amir of all the evil jinnat, Shaitan. And they know exactly where all the money is kept everywhere. So tell him we need money, we are poor people. What is this he making you make you? He say, bright idea. So I'll tell Shaitan. So that night Shaitan came again. He said, my wife told me. He said, no problem. I'll take you now. So he took him where there was a big chest of gold, silver, diamonds, cash, everything. He was very excited. He went and picked it up. It was so heavy, he did number two. So in the morning the wife said, now worse. I told you to bring money. What you did here now? So he said, what happened? So she said, what you were doing previously, just do that. That's not as bad as this year. But in any case, now this is just an example, and most of us just remember the example. The moral of it, that we don't forget. One place I said this, in a lady's bayan. The men, the next day I met them, they say, oh, the women were very impressed with it. So I asked them, but they told you the moral. They say, no, they didn't know. Only they know the story. So entertainment. Take the moral, that is important. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, how filthy and dirt isn't urine. Worse than that stool in the bed. How? If you do it in your toilet, you flush it, it's gone. Sometimes if your flush is not working, it's a problem in the toilet also. It makes a smell and everything. But there you flush it, it's gone. In the bed, how bad? He say, worse than that. And if this realization we can get, committing of guna is worse than stool and urine also. Whenever a person commits any guna, guna of the eyes, backbiting, lying, anger, this is worse than making urine in the bed and making stool number two in the bed. And there is no word for that person. Mishkat Sharif's riwayat, La'an Allahu an-nadhir wal-manzur ilayh. Allah's la'anat. Ba'd an-rahmatillah. A person is removed from Allah's rahmat. Allah's curses are upon them. The flames of Jahannam engulf that person, enfold him. A person who's in such a condition and is smiling and laughing. You looking at that woman, you talking and flirting with that woman, and you enjoying it. Actually, at that time, Allah's azab is on you. That is not a mad person also. A person who flames are around him, and he's enjoying it. There isn't a word in any language, in any dictionary to explain what is the condition of this person. So what is tazkiyah? To come out of that great sanity, insanity of yours, that great stupidity of yours, that when you are committing guna, you enjoying yourself. I'm very, how many men every day complains, affairs with other women, wives catch them on the cell phone, and the fire that lights in the house after that. But they are happy with that affairs of this. Hey, people spending whole night sending messages, getting messages, enjoying themselves. You are in azab and you enjoying a person. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Asadullah Sahab of Saharanpur, Nazim Sahab have said beautiful Islahi poems. I'll quote two. In fact, I only know two. I don't know more of Maulana Asadullah's poems. Eh? So anyway, how beautifully he said that. One, in Surkh Rukhoku, these women with the red cheeks and red lips, blush and that and all that. In Surkh Rukhoku, na dekho zin nahar. Never ever look at them. Parho Rabbana qina adab al-nar. When you see them, read, oh Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. What a poem our Shaykh says, as far as Urdu language is concerned, and as far as Islah and Ruhaniyat is concerned. As far as language, just see what a comparison he made. Those red cheeks and red lips, he compared it to the red fire of Jahannam. That it's not red cheeks and red lips, it's the fire of Jahannam. When you seeing the fire of Jahannam, and you go and kiss that lips, and you those cheeks, and you getting enjoyment when you kissing fire of Jahannam. A mad person also is not like that. Animal also is not like that. What are you? That this reality, this is what is the soul. And when it comes, wallah, our Shaykh says, to give up guna won't be easy. Not practice. It will be a pleasure to give up guna. To stay away from the fire of Jahannam, that the fire must burn your lips, that you want to embrace that woman, you are embracing fire. When you get saved from that, how wonderful won't you feel? And a person, you don't have this realization that I'm thinking of that woman, I'm looking at her, I'm enjoying with her. You enjoying in the fire of Jahannam. Where can you enjoy? In Surkh Rukhoku, na dekho din nahar, parho Rabbana qina azab al-nar. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Another very beautiful poem of Hazrat. Ishqe buta me e as'ad. In the love of this idol worship, idols of the street, the filthy, dirty, naked woman of the street, in you making love to them, looking at them, in videos on the internet, how many good people, round topi, buzur topi, and amama, and kurta, beard, but at night, wife thinks she's doing work. They are busy. When the wife wakes up, when she sees on the screen, oh, 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 what is happening? This husband of mine, making tahajjud also, ta'alluq with buzurgs also, never misses his 4 months also. And this is what he's looking at. All this filth and dirt. So this ishq-e-buta mein e as'ad, karte ho tum fikre rahat. Are you thinking you're going to get enjoyment looking at this filth and dirt all this year? Thinking about them, getting involved with them, you think you're going to get enjoyment? دوزخ میں ڈھونڈتے ہو جنت کی خوابگاہیں. Are you looking for the comforts and pleasures of Jannat in Jahannam? How can you find in Jahannam the pleasures of Jannat? Impossible. Right? How can you find it there? So when you are committing guna, you thinking I'm getting enjoyment. You are not stupid. You are not mad. There is no word to explain you. When you are when in any type of sin and you are thinking I'll get enjoyment, Allah's curses are upon you at that time. Allah, the flames of Jahannam. At that time, a person, Jahannam is that place, لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا, where a person doesn't die also and there's no life in Jannat also. You are in anxiety, you are parishan. What other words are there to explain that person who is restless, who just can't find any solace, his mind is out of his mind. Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh, the Adamat Barakatum says, khunte maghas mein, like khunte hooks, like the fishing, bigger like that fishing hook, sharp hooks are on your mind. Hatore dil pe, 4-pound hammers are pounding in your, batao ishke majazi mein kya maze mile. What did you get enjoyment in this evil and filth? When you get exposed, now you don't know where to go. Your wife doesn't want you. And what, not only illicit love affairs, today such gunas are being committed, that your wife, not even by halala, can become halal for you again. Such gunas are being made in the houses today. And all this, now you are completely finished. You don't know where to turn. Nothing is left in your life. What enjoyment did you get in this filth and dirt? So this is that a person, this is what is the soul. When you got pure, when you are diabetic, high levels of sugar, getting tired by the afternoon, your eyes are becoming blurred, all the things which come with sugar. Doctor gave you treatment. Now when it's, now your sugar is normal. Now you're feeling like a young man again. You're feeling so nice. Your blood pressure was very high. You're getting headaches and all the things that go with blood pressure or cholesterol, whatever. So the spiritual treatment, this is that. This is what is that taqwa. That you get cleansed of all this. And wallah, when you get that, for example, when you, the major reason for fights in our homes, husband, wife, houses, Maulana was just explaining to us now that a couple married for 62 years, they want to separate now. They can't, they're not compatible. After 62 years, they're not compatible with one another. Whatever it is, what is all this? The major reason, 99%, is when the man's eyes are going to other women. Then you find, Hazrat has given beautiful scientific explanation also for this. But anyway, when you get saved and you realize, and this is not going to just happen by your well-wishing and by your hopefulness that it must happen, it needs an effort. Just hoping my sugar will go away, I don't want to go and see doctor. I don't want to go through all the tests and all the things of all this. My sugar will just go away. You are just hopeful. You have to take treatment. So all our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that especially the guna of the eyes, other gunas will leave you as old age comes. With the guna of the eyes, Hazrat says he was in India in a bus. They were sitting at the back. On the front seat was a 90-year-old Hindu man. And a young girl came and sat on the seat on the other side. He started gaping at her, not only with his eyes open, his mouth also wide open. And he's just gaping at her. Then the conductor came, he said, Kaka, ticket lady, buy your ticket. Kaka is in a different world. Kaka doesn't know what is happening. He's shaking Kaka, Kaka, ticket lelo. Kaka doesn't know. So they say you can become 90 years, more cold than a deep freeze also. You can't do anything now in your life. But that guna of the eyes will still not leave you. And Allahu Akbar, this is not a small thing. The importance of the cleanliness of this, which we call tasawwuf. And don't bluff ourselves that remember when you become an alim, you got ilm deen. Deen is something else. You got the knowledge of deen. Knowledge, muzaf alay, Arabic, many ulama, they'll understand. Or in English, the genitive case, the wheel of the car. The wheel is not the car. It's very important, otherwise your car won't move, but you can't call the wheel your car. The wheel is a separate thing, the car is a separate. Knowledge of deen, knowledge is separate, deen is separate. When you become alim, you finish Bukhari, Sharif, everything, you got knowledge. Deen is something else, and there is a separate effort to bring deen into your life. You got knowledge of deen. Effort of deen, which normally in our society, our circles, we call tabligh work effort. That's the effort of deen. That's not deen. By that you are making the effort. Deen is something else. For deen to come, also see the four qualities Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to get married. تُنْكَحُ الْمَرْأَةُ لِأَرْبَعٍ لِمَالِهَا وَلِجَمَالِهَا وَلِحَسَبِهَا وَلِدِينِهَا فَاظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. A woman is married for her beauty, her lineage, her wealth, or for her deen. And there wasn't a fifteen لِعِلْمِهَا. But today every alim looks for alima. And every alima looks for alim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say لِعِلْمِهَا. He said, لَدِينِهَا. Ilm is different, deen is different. So deen has to be, if a person is not an alim, he's got deen. His temper is under control. His akhlaq is good. He doesn't get in fault with other woman. You'll enjoy, that woman will enjoy with him. But if he's the biggest alim, but his temper is not under control. And very sadly, this complaint is coming more and more of our young alim, uncontrollable, a terrible temper they have. And what they butcher the young girls. Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you are not giving your daughter to somebody to make her, cut her into pieces, to butcher her. Kasai kuni de roh. He is supposed to give her love. She has pulled herself out. Allah Akbar, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, where she was born. Under her parents' eyes, where she grew up, her brothers, sisters, when she says, I'm prepared to marry this man, though she is the weaker sex, the fairer sex, but she has made a sacrifice more than what man can ever do. She pulled herself like a piece of silk from among the thorns, from her family, from her environment, her mother, the father's protection, the mother's love, and she gave her whole izzat to her husband in one night. She gave herself over to her husband. And now you go and butcher her. You're making her a boxing bag. Is she a boxing bag for you? For that her father gave her to you. Respect her. And also think, don't worry of what our daughters. Our wife was also somebody's daughter. And she's also, even if her parents are not living, but she's somebody's daughter, they also got feelings for their daughter. As today, when your daughter is getting married, now husband not treating her well, now you want ta'weez, now you want separation, now you want that. And how did you treat your wife? So we should remember this is what is tasawwuf. It will make, wallah, our houses in our homes, wallah, that jannat will come, Allah grant it to us. Your life in this dunya will become jannat. If we realize what tasawwuf is and you go through the process, husband also, wife also, we cleanse ourselves of all this dirt and filth. Jannat is here already. That jannat will come. One time, Allah made me speak by our sheikh. I said, Hazrat, aapke ta'limat, your teaching, aapne hame jannat wali zindagi dunya mein de di. You gave us a life of jannat in this world. Hazrat called everyone in the khanqah. Hazrat said, repeat what you are saying. He said, this is what I want. This is what must come. Not just ritual and customary. We went 40 days. We became bay'at. We don't know what is bay'at also. Bay'at hote, bay'at jate. We made bay'at. We said no connection with the sheikh, nothing. One friend of ours, he asked him, you became bay'at. He said, yeah. I asked, with who? He said, I don't remember. Was it some Muradabadi or some Saharanpuri? So you ask a woman you married. She said, yeah, I'm married. Who is your? I don't know who. I don't remember who is my husband. What kind of marriage is that? What is that going to yield such? So bayat we become after that thande. No connection with the sheikh. What is that? Jitna gehra ta'alluq hoga. How much you got aqidat and muhabbat of your sheikh. And muhabbat makes you connect. You can't stay without speaking to your sheikh. You can't stay without your sheikh. When that reality comes, wallah, see what the tasawwuf will give. If it is just an outward show, just some formality that we have to become bayat, what is the reality? We don't know connection. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, husband is in Bombay, wife is in Delhi. Every night they're making dua. Ya Allah, give us children. Oh Allah, bless. How are they going to get children? If they meet even for 1 minute in the proper way, inshallah, you'll get results after 9 months. But just like this, one person, telling Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullahi alayhi, so many Hazrat dua kare, aulad mile, dua aulad ke liye. Hazrat Mustajab al-Dawat, after some time, Hazrat also was, main kitna tumhare liye dua karta hun, abhi tak aulad nahi hui. Then Hazrat's Khulafa friends told Hazrat, abhi iski shadi bhi nahi hai. Hey, Indian get married. And that was that zamana that without marriage you can't get children. This zamana everything happens. This is such a zamana, everything happens. Anyway, so that is, I usually say that on the phone, ulama have given permission you can get married on the phone. On the internet, perhaps they give permission. I'm not a mufti, and I'm not giving fatwa also. But it is possible, ijab, qubul, and the witnesses also. Maybe some ulama give permission. But if the whole world's muftis give permission that you can get a baby online, you won't be able to get a baby online. So just like that, you're becoming a bayat online, and ta'alluq, and many now, the website, everything. Shares also website. But that won't give you that faida. You can get information, lot of benefit in it, but faida is when that contact is there, the proper contact. That is when a person, so wallah, this the evil of the eyes and what is happening in our homes, anger, how many of us, and a person will be surprised. You might think that my islah is impossible. I can never, my desire, and one thing also, many of us who don't know, myself, we didn't know Allah reward our shaykh. No matter how much dua we make for our shaykh, it's not enough. No matter how much shukr we make, how many of us have just, that I get very evil thoughts. I will never come right. Evil, bad thoughts. Evil thoughts are not haram. Evil thoughts are not guna. Those that come themselves, you didn't bring them, they just came. You're not responsible. But many of us are thinking, just because I get so, and in fact, Hazrat told one time that don't even make dua that Allah, that the evil thoughts must go away. That is your fuel. Your BMW can't move until you put petrol. This is the fuel. But when that comes, now your car is going to move, your accelerator, you can do 300 kilometers per hour on your BM. But you need power brakes also. Whenever some danger comes, then apply your brakes. So evil thoughts, one time, our mutawalli, when I was in Germiston previously, maybe he was about 50 years old that time, we were sitting, and he said, till today, I never got a traffic fine. Not for indicators, not for parking, stop street, anything. All of us were surprised. 50 years, I never a traffic fine. He said, I never drove a car. So if you don't drive a car, how are you going to get a traffic fine? So if you haven't got desire of guna, how can you become a wali of Allah? How can your imtihan be taken? You have the desire, but when it stops street, stop. Well, any other woman, stop. Your own wife, no problem. Whole night you can enjoy your wife. No problem whatsoever. But any little bit wrong other side, don't park also there. Don't make a stop also there. Don't make a wrong turn also there. You do the right thing and your whole life enjoyment you will get. So this is what is this, the soul of cleanliness of the soul and cleanliness of our inner. And with that, Allahu Akbar. The minute Allah, Hazrat, one very beautiful poem, Hazrat was returning from New York back to Karachi. And Hazrat had to change planes. He was in transit in Damascus. There Allah blessed him with this poem. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. That the negative is first in our kalima. La ilaha, there is no God. That it comes first in our kalima of tawheed. La ilaha illallah. But first is la ilaha, the negative. Ghair-e haq jab jaye hai, tab dil mein haq a jaye hai. The minute the negative goes out of your heart, the positive comes into your heart. This all, what is islah enough? You just make your islah. And your islah has taken place, Allah comes into your heart. Wo shahido jahan, jis dil mein aaye, mazeh dono jahan se bar ke paaye. When Allah will come into your heart, wallah, you the king, uncrowned king of this world. Nobody will see you as a king, but you, what enjoyment, in which heart, Allah, kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'anin. And every day, Allah is in a different splendor. And Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi says, which our Shaykh taught us, kulla yawmin ay fi kulli waqtin min al-awqat wa fi kulli lahzatin min al-lahzat. Every split second Allah is in a different splendor. And the minute your connection is with Allah, Allah came into your heart. Wallah, every moment you are in a different splendor. Hey, you sit in the car, you look at the trees, you look at the sky. Ya Allah, what are your favors? What is your qudrat? What enjoyment? Allahu Akbar. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri has great, great buzurgs. And our Ismail Bey, mashallah, he says when they were young, and his father, Munshi Saab, and them in Inanda, they used to eat bhaji, daal. How enjoyment. He said, hey, this top is a line, man. Where you get enjoyment in bhaji? Where you get enjoyment in daal? He said, now we realize. Hey, when really, wallah, I say, cleanse yourself. Just go through this procedure of cleansing. And your simple food, Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali came, he says, tumhari biryani se, raat ki sukhi roti, mujhe tumhari biryani se zyada mazedar hai. Your biryani, that smell and the spices and the masala and all that. He says, my night's roti that got left over dry, I enjoyed it more. When you buy, you steal a chocolate from somewhere. You eat it, you won't, you'll feel guilty. A stolen chocolate, how bad you'll feel. You bought a chocolate and you eat it, that you'll enjoy. And one is your beloved gave you a chocolate. The same chocolate. But now what is the difference of that chocolate which your beloved gave to you? How you'll relish and eat it? That who gave it? If we realize whatever namat, simple food, that Allah gave me this food. Wallah, it can be the most simple food, but how won't you enjoy it? Eh? Your wife, Layla Badaste Maula, that your Layla, who gave it? Don't look at who she is. See who gave her to you. Eh? That my Allah gave her to me. She, wallah, she will be the most beautiful. And you protect your eyes. You will, wallah, your wife, you'll see and you'll, your shukr will come. Ya Allah, what a wife you gave to me. How beautiful, how good she is. But today we say, no, my heart is gone cold. My heart is gone off. Because we haven't got connection with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, Hadith-e Qudsi, Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi. A person who corrects his matters between him and Allah. Aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqihi. Allah will correct your matters between you and the creation. If you want to catch a cat, and you catch it by the tail, it's going to turn around and scratch you very badly. Catch it nicely by the neck, you got it under control. So whatever problems we have got, financial, health, fights, arguments, whatever it can be, the solution, but the solution doesn't make sense to us. The solution is bring deen in us. And then correct your connection with Allah. Allah will correct all your matters with everyone. But we want to go head on to the problem. We want to solve the problem, whatever it is. My wife said this, I'll tell her that. My neighbor, my musalli told us, I will tell him that. Whatever it is, that's not that you are catching the problem by the tail. And it will turn around and bite you even more. Once we were in Zirast with our friend, Marhum Maulana Ibrahim Bam, we were walking from his house to the masjid. It was summer. And on the footpath near the masjid, a big snake was walking across. We all got frightened. But for him, no big problem. He took out his beach-tongued sandal and he gave the snake one shot on the head. A light shot, dead, finished. You know how to kill a snake? No problem. You don't know? You want to catch the tail by a snake by the tail? It will turn around and bite you. A poisonous snake. So we got poisonous problems, but we don't know how to treat them. And when we are told how to treat them, that we don't want to accept that. That doesn't make sense to us. We want to use our lawyers. If we got a problem, no, Maulana, he can't give me advice. You need university counselors. Eh, these counselors, they know how to give. They can't solve their own problems. Where are they going to solve our problems? Every problem only can be solved from Quran and Hadith. But now we're going to this counselor, we're going to that person, we're going to that person. We are getting more and more into problems. So, this is what our tasawwuf is. This is what islah is. Allah said, ittaqullah, bring the qualities. If we haven't got ikhlas, whole life's ibadat will go just to waste. Eh? If there is a fault in our iman, biggest problem we have got. And by repeating la ilaha illallah all the time, Allah will cleanse the heart. If we got anger, if we got pride in us, greed of dunya has destroyed how many people? Eh? How many cases of this greed of dunya? One person, a doctor of our country, many years now, but he's in jail till today. Greed, 1 month before, he took out insurance policy on his wife. In those days, for a million rand. Month of Ramadan came. First of Ramadan, iftari time. He went to takeaways to go and buy. He arranged everything to get some people to take his wife, rape her, kill her in Ramadan just for that 1 million rand. Newspapers ran articles. He didn't have money to pay his telephone account also. Eh? And till today, he's in greed of dunya is a killer. So if we don't take away this, no chance sukoon you'll have in your life. If you got rahat al-ghina, ghina nafs, if you have consolement, peace, then that is the greatest enrichment you can get. You can have the biggest palace, mansion you can build, what all your swimming pool, tennis court, jacuzzi, sauna, everything you can have. But if you haven't got peace of mind, contentment of heart, what have you got? You have got nothing. Al-ghina, ghina nafs. A person who has these treasures, that person will be made. This is what is called the soul, the khanka effort. It's not just making some zikr, just attending customarily some bayans, etc. But this change coming to us. Today, very sadly, our whole deen, we have made it customary. I have to give my 3 days, I have to go for gush, I have to give 4 months. Whether any change comes in my life or not, that doesn't matter. I just have to make, fill the register. That I went this year, my 4 months, I did it. I did my 40 days. Every year I have to go for Umrah. Whether I come back worse from there, with the whole dunya I come back. I don't come back with deen even from there. Going for Umrah, no namaz in my life. Coming from Umrah, no namaz. While there, more worried of sports and politics. Eh, what kind? Just that I made Umrah also. Where tick the register, and my Umrah of this year is done. Go Khanka, just a formality. I became bayat. I went to the sheikhs, majlis, everything, but no change in our lives. 5 times a day, namaz, Allahu Akbar. The aspects of namaz, try and attend our programs at the Darul Uloom, the Khanka program in Ramadan, where Anwarus Salah is done. And see what each namaz is supposed to give us. And where are we in comparison to that? So my respected elders and brothers, may Allah bring in me and all of us this reality of what our deen is. And this comes with the real beauty and essence, which we call ihsan, which we call tasawwuf, which we call ba'at. But Allah said, وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. You must acquire taqwa. If you want to become an engineer, don't go to medical college. Go to engineering college. You want to become a teacher, go to that facility. So for taqwa, you should go to the people of taqwa. But Allah didn't say, كُونُوا مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah said, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Why? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. See those people who are sadiq fit taqwa, who are genuine. Otherwise, to make a show of taqwa is not difficult. To put on a big khanka topi, put on a imama, long kurta, and perhaps colorful kurta, imama. Very easy people. Oh, very big buzur, nice jubba, everything. Don't just look at the outward. Check up, is that person? From Kitabullah, check easy amongst Rijalullah. Use Kitabullah just to check, broad check, check up, whether he has got what namaz is saying, what Quran is saying, whether he's got those qualities. Then when you get such a person, make sure he's the right person. Then you follow that person, soul and heart you follow him. You will come to the right. So don't just follow any person, see who they are. Today, alhamdulillah, even here, we have got, mashallah, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib, rahmatullah Ali was here, Hazrat's efforts, Maulana Naeem Sahib is here, Maulana Ilyas Sahib is here, other many ulama who are on the, see who we are following. Don't just follow anyone. Who are according to Quran, and Allah gave us all broad understanding what Quran and Hadith teaches us. What are the, are these people in conformity? See who we are following. Otherwise we'll follow people, the Quran, Hadith, Bukhari Sharif. Inna shaddan nasi adhaban yawm al-qiyamah al-musawwirun. The worst punishment will be those people who are engaged with photography, picture making, in whichever form it might be. How can we follow such a person who himself will be the hadith says, Ashad the Nas Azam. So see who we are following. And we have Allah is kind. When he said, Kunu ma'al muttaqin ma'al sadiqin, fazlan, it was wajib on Allah that such people must be present. Then only he could give us command to follow such people. So inshallah, we understood what I was trying to say. I hope I understood. Not just the words and the outward, but the reality. And remember, this is so important, not only for our spiritual kind, much more for at the time of mourn. If we didn't cleanse ourselves spiritually, at the time of mourn, we're going to grave problems in the grave. And no, I don't like to speak on this, but it's a reality. Don't say on Qiyamah's Day, we didn't warn you. We didn't tell you that you just made us happy just to do this few things, and you all right. You don't have to worry. You just give your chilla, you just spend your Ramzan, you just go for Umrah, and you'll be all right. And you didn't warn us about these things. If you were going for some years, just for a visa, any passport application, ID book, and you didn't fill it in right, and somebody tells you, you'll thank that person. Otherwise, I should go waste my whole day. That I didn't put this in, I didn't take that document, what this requirement I didn't. So these are requirements for them. You make sure, otherwise may Allah save us, we mustn't go and face grave problems. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Inshallah, next year, end of Rabiul Awwal, the 8, 9 and 10 of February, we'll have a Islahi Jalsa at the Darul Uloom, and inshallah Maulana Mazhar Sahib will also be there. Try and attend that program. Last year many brothers came and mashallah they expressed how much they benefited, and we can get an idea what this tasawwuf and khanqah is. Otherwise we have wrong impressions of it. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا حبك اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك يا الله ہم سب کی اصلاح فرما یا اللہ ہم سب کے آپ کی ذات عالی سے نسبت اور تعلق نصیب فرما یا اللہ اصلاح اور تصوف کی اہمیت اور ضرورت اور افادیت آپ اپنی مہربانی سے ہماری دلوں میں ڈال دے اور ہماری دلوں کو اس کے لیے کھول دے اور بزرگوں کے ساتھ تعلق کرنا نصیب فرما اور صحیح تعلق ہم سب کو نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہم سب کی اصلاح فرما آپ کی ذات عالی سے یا اللہ بغیر کوئی بھی استحقاق کے بغیر ذرہ برابر اہلیت کے آپ اپنی مہربانی سے اپنی ذات عالی کا تعلق ہم سب کو نصیب فرما یا اللہ عافیت سلامتی کی زندگی نصیب فرما اور یا اللہ جب وہ آخری کا لمحہ اور آخری وقت آئے اپنی مہربانی سے ایمان کامل ہم سب کو نصیب فرمانا موت سے پہلے پہلے ہم سب کو توبت النصوحہ نصیب فرمانا اے اللہ قبر کے بھی اللہ عالی شان زبردست بہترین زندگی ہم سب کو نصیب فرمانا قیامت کے روز سیدھے یا اللہ عرش کا سایہ نصیب فرما وہاں سے یا اللہ جنت الفردوس کا داخلہ اور ٹھکانہ ہم سب کو نصیب فرما دین دنیا آخرت کی تمام بھلائیاں ہم سب کو نصیب فرما وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.